As a student, I was a typical science nerd. I lived and breathed science. I absolutely loved it. Chemistry was the thing that I loved the most. I spent a tremendous amount of time in our garage with a little chemistry lab that I built up. I used to carry around Partington's Principles of Inorganic Chemistry with me as a kind of Bible that I'd read all the time. I mean, I just loved the stuff. For me, the fascination is science. I find science to be a completely amazing endeavor. We're just little blobs of protoplasm on a little rock somewhere, but we're figuring out the way the world is put together. And I really want to understand how that happens. I started working on Einstein because he was a guy who had the greatest success of anyone we know. The thing that gripped me was I'd heard once someone said that gravity is a curvature of the geometry of space-time. And I had no idea what that meant, but I was absolutely sure that whatever it meant, it was completely wonderful. And I had to find out what it meant, and I had to find out how someone could figure out that this is the way the world is put together. It's not just an idea, a fantasy that someone once had, but you can actually know that this is the way the world is put together. You know, to have that spark of special insight that Einstein had is clearly essential. But you need a great deal more. And one of the things that always stands out for me with Einstein's work is his unbelievable tenacity. He could simply not let an idea go. Once he'd seen something that he knew was leading somewhere, he would keep working at it and keep working at it and keep working at it, irrespective of what other people would say. If you want to get a measure of the tenacity of his work, from the 1920s onwards, Einstein had this idea of a unified field theory, and he pursued this one theory for the next 30 years, even though the mainstream of physics had drifted well away from that idea. Einstein just didn't care. His inner voice was telling him this was the right way to go, and he would go there no matter what. Science is our best picture of the way things are in the world. And if we want to do well in the world, we need to understand the world around us, and science gives us the best answers. For me, the fascination of science goes far beyond the pragmatic value of science and its enormous fertility in giving us useful technology. It's simply the sheer joy and pleasure of understanding obscure things. I mean, for me, that's the greatest thing about science. That's why I love physics. The world of physics is so vastly different from any world that any fiction writer could ever think up that, for me, it's the best entertainment, just discovering the way the world is put together. If you do what I've always done, you'll be happy, and that is pursue whatever fascinates you. Right? Just live your life so that every day you say, gee, what an amazing thing that I got to spend my day doing X, whatever X might be. And, you know, that's the way I'm living my life, and I'm enjoying it immensely.